How to stop rumination. Now, rumination is where you run a thought over and over again in your mind. Now, notice how I say you run a thought over and over, because if you're dealing with rumination, you might feel naturally like this thought won't leave you alone. No matter what you do, this thought won't go away. And you might be thinking, how do I overcome this? In this video, I'm going to be sharing with you how to overcome rumination. It's not an overnight fix, but it'll help you understand what's going on. It'll help eliminate the fear, and more importantly, it'll be something that you don't have to deal with long term. So let's get it started. Now, like I mentioned, rumination has a lot to do with running a thought over and over again in your mind. You might start feeling guilty. You might start feeling shame. You might start feeling like, I'm never going to overcome my symptoms. This is always something I'm going to have to deal with. I'm just that unique person that's not able to recover. What if that person actually does leave me? I'm pretty sure they will leave me. Or, you know, I will lose my job, or whatever fear you have, whatever your thing that you're ruminating on. The sinister part behind all that is that you begin internalizing it. You might naturally think that this is something that's happening to you. And I understand. I thought the same thing. And to a certain degree, it is actually happening to you. But the good news is that the key to overcoming this is also within you. And so once you start applying a few principles, you'll be able to overcome this. Now, here is the first thing to understand, which is rumination is a habit. It's actually a compulsion in many ways. And so it's very important to understand the difference between thoughts and thinking. Take a second and ask yourself, what's the difference between thoughts and thinking? You'll notice that thoughts is something that comes and goes, right? You'll have thoughts about random things. Thoughts about, you know, silly stuff, like what happens if I jump from here, or like, you know, like ridiculous things. Everybody has those weird thoughts. They don't put any attention to it. But thinking is active engagement. Thinking is where you're choosing to think about something. You'll have a thought, you'll latch onto it, and you'll think about it over and over again. Now, what happens is anxiety suffers because they don't know what's happening. They don't understand why they're experiencing these symptoms. It's natural to think the worst case scenario. So they start thinking about the worst case scenario. What if this happens? What if the doctors do miss something? What if my symptoms, the onset of something else? That constant thinking becomes a habit on its own. If you are thinking about something all day, naturally, it's going to become a habit. I've noticed myself, not even just with anxiety recovery, but even before that, if I thought too much, if I was working too much, if I didn't shut off my computer or my work by like latest 8 p.m., if I kept working through the night, which is sometimes something I have to do, I'll notice even in my dreams, I will still be solving that problem, even if that problem is fixed. And so what happens naturally is that you are experiencing a new habit. You formed a new habit. Not only have you formed a habit, but a lot of anxiety sufferers internalize that too. They start thinking, yeah, I'm not enough. You know what? I'm never going to get out of this. You know what? No one's going to help me. You know what? I'm just an anxious person. And so two things are happening. Number one, you've developed this habit. And number two, you're internalizing because look, this thought won't go away. All you can think about is this. And the truth is that whatever you focus on grows. The mind works that way. The mind is not going to look at everything over here and look at every single building. It's going to choose which buildings to look at. And so whatever buildings you look at, that's the only thing you remember. And then next time you think about, you know, Austin, Texas, you think about certain buildings. You don't see the whole thing. Your brain is a filtering mechanism. It's not there to see everything. It's there to pick and choose what's important. And so how does it choose? Well, it determines that based on your values, what you believe. What keeps people stuck is because they don't know what's happening, they naturally fear the symptoms. Why wouldn't they? They're experiencing these symptoms and there's no cause. So naturally, the mindset is, oh, well, there must be something physically wrong with me. And so it's very important to understand why you're experiencing these symptoms and begin desensitizing your nervous system. If you really want to know more about that, I'll put a link down below to a desensitization blueprint. This will show you how to begin desensitizing it. You can also go to byebyepanic.com and learn more about it. This is how we help people overcome their symptoms. And so recognizing what's happening is the first step in stopping rumination. Then the second thing to understand is that rumination has now become your new habit. And that's okay. Look, you didn't attempt to make rumination a habit. All you did was you just focused on that one thing right now, right? And then the habit formed on its own. The same way to break a habit is by just focusing right now. Recognize that what you are experiencing is just a habit. Those thoughts that are coming in, it's basically picked up momentum from all the previous times you thought about it. And so anytime you have this thought, you learn how to respond to that thought, which is you throw it under the anxiety umbrella, say this is just a symptom of anxiety, and then focus on living your life. Don't internalize it. Don't get too focused on the narrative behind it. Rumination almost becomes part of their comfort zone. And that's the next thing I want to talk about. And that's something that's pretty hard to understand, which is rumination oftentimes can feel comfortable over time. When all you're doing is thinking about a problem, it can make it seem like you're doing something about recovery. You know, a lot of people watch these YouTube videos, and I make these videos to educate people and help people on the recovery journey, but this is a starting point to the recovery journey. What I often find is a lot of people who have been following me for years and are stuck, all they do is just watch the videos, but they don't apply the principles to recovery. And I was always very confused about that. And then I recognized, oh, you watching videos makes it seem like you're doing something. But watching videos is just to point you in the right direction. When people are so focused on rumination, it feels like they're doing something to get better. They're constantly thinking, why am I having this problem? Why am I having this problem? They're trying to think through how to get out of it. And they do this for months or years, and they don't make any progress. In fact, you know, they become obsessive around it. And when they even try to let go of the thought, they can't because they've built such a habit around it. And so recognize that breaking the habit will take time. You don't need to worry about breaking a habit. All you need to do is cautiously focus right now on redirecting. This is why a lot of people talk about meditation, by the way, because when you're meditating, you're aware, you're conscious. Whenever you slip into unconscious and go back to old ways, you'll notice you'll start ruminating again when you're on the anxiety recovery journey. And that's because when you're unconscious, old habits take root. And so your old habits take control, and those are the drivers. And so anytime you need to break a habit, you need to be more conscious. You know, when we're helping people through the recovery journey, when we're helping people overcome their symptoms, once we have a plan, once we're seeing that they're able to respond well, then we tell them to go live their life. And what often happens is they feel kind of weird doing that. They're so used to having a problem to fix all the time. They're so used to ruminating that going to live life and not constantly thinking about it seems kind of weird. It almost seems like they're not even recovering because they're not actively focused on the recovery. They're on to live, you know, they're gone paddleboarding or, you know, they're kayaking or they're hanging out, you know, in like the park. And they're like, wait, shouldn't I be actively focused on my recovery and trying to figure it out? And the thing is that no, you don't need to figure it out, right? It's that rumination. It's like a treadmill. You feel like you're running, but you're staying still. It's almost like a hamster wheel. Understanding rumination is so important, not just with anxiety recovery, but in life. You know, there are people that are struggling, not even with anxiety, but are constantly ruminating about something. They feel like they're not good enough. They feel like they're not going to find that right partner. They feel like they're never going to make that, you know, kind of money that they want to make, or they feel like they'll never achieve their dreams. And it's all just because they're ruminating on this thought and then they've internalized it. Once you recognize what's going on and the mechanics of the mind, then you can even apply it to exceed in life. And so how do you fix the problem? Well, understand the problem, right? Which is the blueprint, which will give you great insight of what's happening. Then it's about recognizing that there's a habit at play here. Then it's about learning how to break that habit. And then what principles can you learn as you're understanding the mind and apply it to different aspects of life as you're getting better? And then once you are better, how can you even enhance your life? So I hope this video helps. If you want to know more about intrusive thoughts or how the mind works, make sure to check out this video right here. Take it easy. I'll see you in the next one.